Serendipity is a cracking little online interactive timeline generating tool. You can see how good it is by just going to the site. You don't need to sign up to be able to browse through loads of timelines that people have already created. Just find the link to the directory at the bottom and then click write a search term. Energy, for example. You'll see an example of that in the blog post further below. From the list of return results, click on one and that'll take you to the timeline. You'll then be able to see that the timeline is draggable, so you can drag it left or right on the chronology. It's zoomable, so there's a zoom slider, so you can see more or less of it on the page at once. Each of the events consists of a little tagged box that contains maybe a thumbnail of an image and some textual information. By clicking on it, you get it, that little thumbnail opens out and you get more detail, so including more of the text. You can also jump to the next event or backwards in the timeline rather than closing that window first, although you can close it and then simply drag your timeline and find the next event that you want to look at. In addition, you can look at that in a different way. So rather than timeline, you can have a flip book view, which is a little bit like the screenshot view in Flickr, if you've seen that. And you can also have a list view, and that lists all the events chronologically top to bottom. Each timeline can be embedded or shared with other people by clicking on the Twitter, Facebook, Dig icons. Okay, creating your own. That's fairly straightforward. Once you've created your account in the usual way, you're presented with a blank timeline and on it is a yellow button saying add an event. So once you do that, that'll open up a window and you need to add various bits of information. If you've got an idea of what kind of timeline you're going to create and you've already got links to some resources that are online, then that's probably the best way to start. Each event needs a title, a date, obviously that's going to locate it on the timeline, some textual description, and then you might need the URLs of pictures, or you might want to upload an image or link out to another resource to a web page. When you've done that, just click on save and that's that event saved and you're ready to add another. And you gradually build up your timeline that way. There is a follow button, which means that if you're creating a timeline on which is developing, anybody else can follow that timeline and see the amendments that you make as you make them. So it's quite a social tool and allows other people to be able to see the kind of information that's being created and also comment on it. Very useful.